All right, during this holiday season, ESPN LA and Subaru partnering with Folds of Honor Foundation for our inaugural long drive event that's coming up this Friday. Proceeds raised will provide scholarships to families of America's fallen or disabled military and first responders. The event's Friday. Me and Cappy broadcasting live from Black Gold Golf Club in Yorba Linda. If you want to participate, purchase a green fee, go to blackgoldgolf.com. That's blackgoldgolf.com. And special thanks to our partners, Johnny O, Meat District, and Travis Matthew. All right, so I was doing this Dodger hypothetical.
Yeah.
So out on Correa, according to Nightingale, a lot of the...
Rosenthal.
We want to make sure we get that right. And a lot of the big premier free agents have signed. So, the Dodgers are well under the luxury tax threshold and apparently targeting Shohei Ohtani for next year, next winter at this time, which could cost $500 million. So, what if the Dodgers do this? Sign Kevin Kiermaier to play center field.
Oh, that's an Andrew Friedman special.
Leave Gavin Lux at short.
Okay.
And use Evan Phillips at closer. I shouldn't say all internal options, but Kevin Kiermaier is a center fielder who plays well defensively.
Kiermaier was from Tampa Bay, right?
Tampa Bay, and then went to the Yankees this past year.
Right, okay.
So he's a guy that you would have as a defensive player. I think he batted 230 or something this year. Lux at short, Phillips at closer, and that's it. No splashy moves. So how do we feel about that?
I think I'm okay with it.
You are.
The Dodgers have good minor league. Like when Vargas came up last year, he was really good.
Right.
You have Altman, right?
Yeah, James Altman.
I keep wanting to call him Jake. I don't know why.
Yeah, it is James.
James Altman. I mean, they have good young players, and maybe they're not the same as Trey Turner. But Gavin Lux did well. He had that little back injury. I'm curious how his back is.
Right, right.
That's always a little scary when you have a middle infielder. But they have good young players in that farm system that can play.
Well,
and I thought Evan Phillips was the best closer they had anyway.
Yeah, this may be the year, and this is to your point, this may be the year that they start to integrate younger players into their roster. I mean, they didn't trade them for a reason. The guys specifically, I read a big piece yesterday, Bobby Miller, Gavin Stone would be pitchers potentially breaking in this year. We've seen a little bit of those guys. And then Miguel Vargas, Michael Bush, and James Altman they're poised potentially to contribute next year. I guess at some point the young guys got to play. So is this a year where the Dodgers say, we're going with the young guys, we're staying under the luxury tax threshold, and then we're going for Ohtani next year?
The roster.
I mean, they can be opportunistic. They can still, you can let the market play out for Xander Bogaerts. You can let the market play out for Carlos Rodon. Like, they can still try to get in there if they like any of those deals. But they have a good, deep system. And I don't know. The one thing that I'm going to remember from the winter meetings, okay, Dave Roberts did a press conference the other day.
Right.
Somebody asked him about the intensity in the dugout. Do you think the other team wanted it more when they lost? Like, why did you lose to the Padres?
Right.
Did you think they just wanted it more? And Dave Roberts said, well, you're never going to say somebody wanted it more than you, but it did seem like there was more intensity coming from the other dugout. That's a truth. That is a statement.
Right. Well, the Padres, the whole little brother, we don't get to the playoffs. I mean, I think...
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the ways you fix that is bring up some young kids.
That are hungry.
Yeah, and that are happy to be there. Yeah.
Scrapping. I'm here to play.
I mean, for a manager to admit that, he didn't say, you're not going to say that somebody wanted more, but there was more intensity coming from the other dugout.
Right.
That's a hell of a statement.
Bergman, what do you think? What if they do go easy this year?
So I think we all forget that they're still a really good team, even if you do go with some of those younger guys. I mean, you lose Turner, right? But for the most part, you still have Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, and you still have a really good Will Smith is one of the best catchers in baseball.
I think they probably re-sign JT to a
right, exactly. You still have Max Muncy, who will probably play second or third base. I think there's still a lot, and this pitching staff is still a really good pitching staff. Julio Urias is one of the best pitchers in the game, period. Kershaw's still back. You still have Tony Gonsolin. You still Dustin May is going to be off of his Tommy John. He's going to be much better. And you're going to find some other guy off the scrap heap that's going to come in. Shelby Miller is probably going to pitch fantastically like Tyler Anderson did. I think we forget that this is still a very, very good team, even if they don't go out and get anybody else, which I do think they will.
I think they will, but I think it's a little bit like we say with, I think it's going to be along the margins. I don't think we're going to see a big, because there is no big splashy move left.
Right. I mean, it's Xander Bogaerts.
I guess Bogaerts is the one guy.
Rodon.
Do you count that as splashy?
Carlos Rodon would be big.
I count Bogaerts as big, and yeah. I count Rodon as big.
Yeah, those two are very, very possible.
Yeah, those are the ones. Now, Bogaerts, I heard, is all over, Arizona's all over.
I think that actually got pushed off yesterday.
Did it get pushed off?
Yeah, that they will not be in on.
I like the winter meetings because all this stuff starts floating to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Why would Arizona be? Don't they have some great prospect they just called up last year at shortstop?
No, I think they were playing Nick Ahmed at short.
They were playing Nick Ahmed.
Yeah, he's not that good.
Not good at all.
Okay.
All right, so that's what I think Dodger fans need to be prepared for, is the fact that this is not the year we signed the big, bold, splashy free agent.
Yeah, they did that with Freddie Freeman last year.
But that doesn't mean that they're not going to do anything at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Correct.
Let's say. And they're going to be good enough that they'll be right there at the top with the Padres, because the Giants are going to fall off a little bit. The Diamondbacks are no good. The Rockies are no good. So they'll still be right there at the top.
Yeah, Diamondbacks and Rockies are terrible.
Right. So they'll still be right there at the top. If they make a little tweak here and there, they're probably going to make the playoffs, especially with the expanded playoffs. And then we've seen what happens once you get in. I just don't think it's time, just because we haven't signed the big, big name right now, that we should start freaking out a little bit.
I'm not freaking out.
Oh,
I'm
I don't
just
think
saying
you are.
Be prepared for it.
Right.
I think this is the reality.
Still a really good team.
Maybe a year we see Vargas and Outman and Bush, and we don't see the big splashy. We don't steal the headlines this year.
I get that the minors are the minors, but James Outman had back-to-back cycles.
Well, James Outman came up and hit 400 in 2 weeks.
Right,
with
and made him some amazing catches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, he could really step in. Miguel Vargas is supposed to be one of their best players that they have down there. Michael Bush is supposed to be great. You mentioned all these guys. Like, Bobby Miller is a great pitcher that's supposed to come up soon. There's a lot that's going to be really good next year.
Okay, let me pivot to this. And we got Bobcat coming up for you here in a couple of minutes. Of course, Lakers basketball is tonight in Toronto. 4:30 is tip-off. 3 o'clock is pregame with Slee and Michael Thompson, of course. No LeBron and no AD, by the way, tonight. As Momo said, scheduled loss.
Yeah.
Okay, so I came across this list. Now, you know I'm a huge movie fan, right?
Yeah.
Crazy movie fan. I see everything. So I came across this list from Sight and Sound magazine. And these are 639 critics, programmers, curators, archivists, academics, each submitting their top 10 ballot. What happened is there are lots of weird choices on here. So, because it's critics, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they're all they want their fancy movies in there. But some movies do show up that we've come to believe are the best of all time. For you, Momo, what is, if I told you, what movie is the best movie of all time for you, what would you say?
I'm not good at these.
You don't have a single movie pops into your head?
I mean, a lot of them pop into my head, but I like a lot of movies.
Nothing. You can't give an answer?
Give me multiple choice.
No, I'm not giving you multiple choice. Bergman.
I'm not good at these.
Pick movies of movies I like.
I'm not good at these.
I think Dazed and Confused is the best movie.
Dazed and Confused.
I love that movie
probably
so much.
It's a great choice. Some Godfather. I don't know.
You're not.
I'm not a ranking list person. You name a movie, I'll be like, yeah, I like that one.
Okay. Jorge, how about you?
Anything from Nolan, like Inception's a good one.
Oh,
Inception's
Christopher Nolan's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Anything from Scorsese.
Yeah, Goodfellas. Scorsese has a couple on these lists.
Yeah.
What about you, Boss Amanda?
So my favorite is Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, so
I love
good.
That movie. Ah. I love crime movies. Silence of the Lambs is one
I can't
of my
watch scary things.
When the lotion in the man's skin. When the lotion in the man's skin.
I can't watch scary movies.
It is such a...
I watched Silence of the Lambs when I was a little kid, And that I think that was the one that broke me. Like, I was like, nope, no, not anymore.
That
too scary.
That in the basement scene with the night vision goggles and the moths flying around. Oh, sign me up for that.
I don't know. I mean, like, everyone always says Citizen Kane. I don't know if I watched it. What I think it
have
was,
you seen Citizen Kane?
I think so.
Well, then that's not your favorite movie.
It's not.
If you just
there's
think
favorite
you saw
and
it.
Best.
Yeah, I'm
and,
asking,
like,
what is your favorite movie?
Back to the Future trilogy.
Back to the Future. The whole
I watch
trilogy.
The Princess Bride every time it's on. I really love
Princess
that.
Princess Bride is a classic.
Gladiator.
Close
Gladiator,
to a perfect movie.
Yeah. Sleepers.
I really like Princess Bride, yeah.
Sleepers is hardcore.
I watch Clueless crazy. A lot. I've seen Clueless.
Yeah, I don't know if
Legally Blonde.
Favorite, sure.
Yeah, I mean.
Bend and Snap, all that.
Favorite and best are two different things.
Very different things.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We watch Love Actually every year on. You know,
are you?
Christmas.
We have a Love Actually date scheduled.
Yeah.
Shall We Dance with Richard Gere and J-Lo?
Wow, yeah. That's
he
a
watched
weird
it last night. That's why
I do like Dirty Dancing. That's
Dirty Dancing is a great movie.
Like maybe. Footloose. Luna, yeah.
Footloose. Yeah.
My era into just movies we like.
Yeah,
these are movies we like. I don't know what's the
so
best
what's
movie?
Actually on the list.
Okay,
what's like the top 10?
Here we go. Some of these movies you've never heard of. So I'm just going to give you the ones
Got
that
it.
You've heard of from the top 100. So this shows you how fancy and highfalutin these people are. The number one movie of all time, according to all these 1,600 critics and archive, all
Shape
that stuff.
Of Water.
No. Gene Dielman, 23, Quai du Commerce, 1080 Brussels.
What?
That's the name of a movie.
That's the number one
that
movie
That is the
of
number one.
No,
is that an English-speaking movie?
I doubt it. I've never heard
Brussels
of it.
That's annoying.
It's a French movie.
Yeah. Is it a French movie? Yeah. Did you look
you
it up?
You don't know what you're talking about. Right. You're like,
you looked it up?
No,
so
people,
this clearly includes international films
yes, it does.
As well. Okay.
So here are the ones we know about. I'm not going to read all of them. Number two, Vertigo. Great movie. Number three, Citizen Kane. There's your Citizen Kane.
Yeah, everybody always says
that. That hold up?
I don't know.
Citizen Kane?
Yes.
It does.
It absolutely does. I don't want to spoil it.
I mean...
There's a spoiler there.
Okay.
For all...
I know the spoiler. I don't even know if I've seen the movie, but I know the spoiler.
It's only been 90 years.
Yeah.
Black
it's like saying what
movie.
Happens at the end of Fight Club. Oh, don't say
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Talking
yeah.
about Fight
well,
Club.
Kicking his own ass. Yeah, that's
hey, don't say it.
All right. Number six, 2001, A Space Odyssey. Number eight, Mulholland Drive. Have you ever seen that?
That movie's crazy. Oh,
that's a good movie.
Crazy.
I like that movie.
Number 12 is The Godfather.
Yeah, The Godfather should be up there.
Only number 12 for
it should
The Godfather?
Be up there. That should be top five.
Apocalypse Now, number 19. Do the Right Thing, number 24. Psycho, number 31.
Ugh, it's too scary.
Blade Runner, number 54.
Such
which
old movie.
I find, well, it's, you know, history, right? Yeah, it's a bunch of historian people. So Blade Runner was a bomb when it came out.
Really?
And I'm telling you, if you go look at Blade Runner now, it looks like LA Live. The gigantic video boards and all that stuff that were just in Ridley Scott's imagination, you all of a sudden see all over town.
Didn't you have to get the director's cut to actually make it a good movie? There was two different versions of it, wasn't there?
Blade Runner kills. That movie kills. Mm. You know? Goodfellas, number 63. The Shining, number 88. Get Out, number 95.
Wow, that made a list.
Yeah, Get Out, number
really
95
good.
On the
Pulp
all-time
Fiction.
Greatest movies.
Pulp Fiction should
Pulp
be up there.
Pulp Fiction's great.
That was good.
Totally
should
love
absolutely
it.
Absolutely be in there.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
David
so anyway.
David Hughes got screwed.
That's what some fancy people think. Greatest movies of all time. For me, it doesn't change. Chinatown.
That's all right, Jake. It's Chinatown. Right?
Don't worry, Jake. Chinatown.
You know, I've never seen it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I've actually seen Chinatown.
I've never.
Oh, it's... If you love L.A., that's a great movie to see.
Does it hold up? It's always my
holds
question.
Holds up. I've watched it. I watched
it
last year.
It's your favorite
year.
Movie. You have a poster
it's
of it.
It's always really...
I do.
It's a total bummer to me when I watch old movies that just don't hold up anymore. The Breakfast Club doesn't hold up.
No, it feels... Feels
Yeesh.
Weird now. Feels weird now, yeah.
You know, that whole Molly Ringwald thing. She's right. Then there was Hoosiers. Didn't hold up like I thought it. I was like, man, this movie's so good.
Jimmy Chitwood.
It just wasn't that good. I
so,
love Hoosiers.
You know, that was Chinatown was the password for my Grubhub account.
It was.
Oh.
You didn't know it, Homomo?
Never.
No.
Never figured it out until Michael Thompson asked John Ireland, does it have anything to do with movies? And John said yes. And I said, oh, damn, it's Chinatown. And sure enough, it was.
You know what my favorite part about that whole thing was? When Andy Kamenetsky was here, you asked me a question. You said, oh, does it have to do with the Lakers? And I said, no. And then you guys stopped asking questions and just started talking about movies in Chinatown immediately after. And right afterwards.
Here's the weird thing, Momo. So Chinatown was the password I was trying to figure out on Grubhub. And I was doing the show from home. I think this was last week.
Okay. Yeah,
and
you were.
I was doing those. And so
I was here by myself.
I literally have a poster, a Chinatown poster, hanging directly in front of where I was doing the show. The entire time I was guessing, it was right in my face.
Here's the thing about passwords is once you type it in, your phone stores it. So you don't know your password.
Right. But in this case, Ireland is the one that put in the password, and I had to guess what the password was.
Got it.
So I finally did figure
it out. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. All right, coming up next for you, Bobcat Bergman's going to throw a bunch of stuff at us. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Corporate Greg.
Thanks a lot, Chris and Amanda. I really like the Bobcat song, The Year of the Cat.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It gets very sticky.
You know whose song
Bobcat
that is?
I have no idea.
It's Al Stewart is the guy that did that song.
I had no idea who that
only
was.
Only Chris Morales would remember Al Stewart.
That was the thing. Like, how does he come up with that song?
Because he grew up in a family with a DJ who played everything.
That's true. All right, so Draymond Green was fined $25,000 the other day for yelling obscene language at a fan. The fan saw that he was fined and tweeted this, @Money23Green, I'm the guy you yelled at. Shouldn't be like that. We were just having fun. I'll match the $25,000 to your favorite charity or NBA cares. Your call, let me know. What do you think of this exchange, and what should the NBA do in this situation?
Well, I mean, I don't know exactly what was yelled. Momo, do you know what was yelled?
No, I don't.
With Draymond Green? I mean,
Language.
Obscene language. Okay, so $25,000, I guess, to Draymond Green is not a lot of money. At the same time, I love the fact that this guy came back and said, hey, it shouldn't be like that. I'll make a $25,000 donation in your name or whatever that is. I mean, that's a cool way for a fan. I just don't know. The fan said something to piss off Draymond Green, right?
I mean, he had to have.
For Draymond Green to go back at him like this.
To go back at him, right, yeah.
Yeah, so
he wasn't just sitting there quietly.
So the fan is not innocent in this, but he's making the best of it, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's a strong move to do that. But I just think, like, if you and the fan are in agreement on something, maybe the NBA should be like, all right, if you guys are like this, then that's fine. We shouldn't.
Right, right.
You know, maybe lessen it. I don't know.
Momo, you in on this conversation?
Yeah. I think it's a good thing because it shows some accountability from the fan.
Yeah, that's right.
Because a lot of fans go to the games and they just yell things and you're yelling them at, like, disembodied people that you don't think have feelings and have real consequences.
Yes, yes.
So I like that there's some accountability, like, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that, or I caused it. We're just having fun. That's a lot of money, though.
$25,000?
It's kind of a lot of money. Like,
that's a high roller.
It's almost like the NBA pressed charges and the fan was like, I don't want you to press charges. Right? I mean,
right.
Draymond's not allowed to go back at the fan that way. I mean, I guess.
Yeah,
that's the rules. You
got
to be careful what you
can
say.
But, I mean, whatever this guy said, and he's a high roller, he's down low, he's close enough for Draymond Green to hear him. For me, accountability is a good way to describe it.
Yeah, I like accountability.
He's like, you know what? I shouldn't have yelled. I will donate $25,000 to NBA Cares or whatever that is. So good for this guy who was apparently a jackass at the moment.
I kind of get embarrassed when I see people act that badly. I'm like, what are you doing, man?
I think it's too much. Yeah. I think a lot of the time it's too much.
Like, it's okay to boo or to clap or to cheer or yell
but
things.
The personal stuff, I never get.
Way
I never
too much.
Understand.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
Oh, thank you, Maite.
Maite!
All right, yeah. So I sent you guys a video, and this is happening. It's a press conference. Vinny Jr. Kay. From Brazil is talking to the media, and there's a cat on the table.
All right.
Momo, okay. You're a cat person.
Yes.
A staff member from the Brazilian team gets the cat and tosses him off the table.
Whoa!
You guys are pets people. So if somebody did this to your
Let
pet,
me watch this.
How would you react?
That's Let me terrible. Watch this. Yeah.
I'll post it on Twitter.
That's terrible. React to it. I would say, is it a coach that throws the cat?
He's just a staff. He's not a coach. He's just part. He's probably the PR guy.
Wow. Momo, you're a cat person. I don't know what...
Bad,
to me,
mine's not loading, but bad optics. That's terrible. Like, you can set the cat down nicely.
Right. You can pick the cat up and set it down.
Yeah.
He grabbed it by the scruff of its back and threw it on the ground.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, terrible, terrible. Look. I mean, I'm not a big cat person.
Should there be a fine? Yeah.
I mean, the cat's going to land on its feet. I don't know how they do it, but they always land on their feet.
Yeah, they do land on their feet, and I'm sure that's part of it. But, I mean, no, throwing the cat is totally not cool.
Yeah, I know you guys are pet people, so.
Especially, like, where, how high was he throwing him from?
I don't know, just a table.
Yeah, he's on the press table, and he threw him down.
But the fact he just tosses the cat like
I mean, it literally takes, like, an extra 4 seconds to set him down.
I'm going to show it to you, because it keeps repeating on my computer.
Let's see.
There you go.
It hasn't repeated yet.
It's not even playing.
It's not even playing.
Okay.
You gotta hit the play button, Mace. That's how this works.
Let me see.
Nah, hell with it.
Yeah, forget it.
Basically, he takes the cat and he throws it off.
Yeah, throws
the
that's funny.
Yeah.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Yeah, it's bad.
All right, it's my turn.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I get to participate today. All right, so I'm not sure if you guys have seen this or not, but Indonesian lawmakers passed a sweeping criminal code on Tuesday that criminalizes sex outside of marriage. And that also applies to foreign residents and tourists.
Tourists?
What in the
world?
Who is going to go to
exactly.
Indonesia?
That's Bali.
See, that's what they're afraid now that it's going to affect tourism.
Of course it. I mean, if you're single,
my thing
you
is,
can't
but how
there.
Do you like if you're going to visit? Right? How do they?
Have you been to Bali? Because you
is
know,
Bali,
Indonesia.
So Bali, you're not allowed to sleep with somebody unless. You're
so,
married.
Yeah, the new code, which also applies to foreign residents and tourists, bans cohabitation before marriage.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. If you really want people to come, by the way, this goes for Qatar. Here's what I know about Qatar. I know they did this World Cup because they want people to come. Hey, look, come visit Qatar. I know that they don't like gay people. I know that if you're single, you're not supposed to sleep with anybody. I know they don't sell beer. It's like, what kind of tourism ad is that? What? Who wants to go to Indonesia if, I mean, obviously, if you're single, you can't go because you're not allowed to. I mean, I'm stunned that that still exists.
Yeah. I mean, I Bali, where I have been, it is, I mean, there are some families there that go on vacation there, but for the most part, it's like every single person from Australia.
Well, but
goes
also
to Bali
my thing is like, how are
on their
you,
walkabout?
How are you
know?
Going to enforce it? Right? Say that. Say I'm on, dating man. Somebody, right?
Yeah.
And we go to Bali on vacation, and we check into the same room. Are they not going to allow us to check into the same?
Oh,
room?
In other words, when they take your
like
IDs,
how,
your
y'all
passport,
wearing rings?
Yeah. Like, how are they going to determine I mean, that?
Yeah, if the passport doesn't have the same
last name.
But
well, I'm married. I don't have the same last
name
as my
exactly.
husband.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do you enforce that when it comes to foreigners
God,
and tourists?
I've got no idea how you enforce it at all. Mm. I guess it's just sending a message. But what a message to send if you want people to come and visit your country.
Clearly they don't.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Maybe
they're trying
to
keep people out.
Keep people away.
I know. Going to hotels and knocking door to door.
Yeah.
There's a real lot of really nice hotels.
You two kids married?
I need to see the marriage certificate.
You don't see any rings on your fingers.
Where are the rings? Yeah, no, that's...
Sorry, you can't share a room.
That is just... I mean, that's backwards, right? That's completely bad. And I don't know why anybody would go... Visit
a place
there.
Like that.
Now, does that mean
you have quite a few options if you want to go to that part of the world. I mean, you can go to Thailand, you can go to Bali, like, you can get a lot of different islands in there. Malaysia is around there.
Sure.
And, you know.
Yeah, I think it's unenforceable. I don't think you can possibly enforce it. But it does send a message to me, don't ever go to Indonesia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Bobcat.
You want one more or you want a break?
Yeah, one more.
All right, so BBC News put this out on Instagram, was where I saw it, but it says ChatGPT was publicly released today, but already has over 1 million users, according to those behind the project. It's an AI chatbot capable of engaging in a human-like way in text conversations online. The prototype, which actually has Elon Musk as one of its founders, was opened up to interact with users with aim of furthering its development. Are you interested in using ChatGPT to have a conversation with a bot?
No, listen, I like the idea that something is going to become self-aware that you can actually have a conversation with, but this is just a bot that you're talking to. By the way, if you do the customer service window and they say, do you want to chat about this? Is that a bot or is that a person?
Don't look behind bot. These curtains.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Elon. But no, yeah, it's a bot. It starts off like, a bot and then it sends you to
If I'm having trouble with Apple and they say, our virtual assistant can help you. Is that a bot?
That is a bot until you answer their questions and then they send you to somebody that can answer.
Yeah, I mean, there's something. This is just
it's
weird
so
and impersonal. Yeah.
And very rarely do they ever give you the right answer. Like every time I get those automated replies, it's never something helpful.
No.
You know, FAQs.
No interest. By the way,
rarely is it.
I'm. You had me at Elon Musk. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Also, don't look behind these curtains.
Yeah.
Also,
Wizard of Oz.
Whenever you're not sure what they're selling
sure.
is you. So yeah. Whenever you're like,
you're giving them your data.
Yeah.
Let's say you don't like you like to chat. You like to talk, but you don't have a lot of people to chat with, or they're all busy.
Well, now
you
we're in that movie with Joaquin Phoenix, right?
Yes.
What is it?
Her. Yeah.
Yeah. But he like falls in love
one
with
step
it.
Away.
He falls in love with his virtual assistant.
Yeah.
All right. There you have it. There is your Bobcat for today. Coming up next, they've named the Sports Illustrated Sportsperson of the Year. Have you seen who it is?
I do know who that is.
Okay. Pretend you don't.
Okay.
I have no idea. Also, what are the top 10 streaming services for 2022? That's coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, Lakers lose last night in Cleveland. AD left the game with flu-like symptoms. He is not going to play tonight, and neither is LeBron. They're in Toronto. And, Momo, you used the term scheduled loss. We're going to see a lot of bench players. And,
yeah.
It's not over.
You know what, though? Westbrook's still playing?
Yeah, Westbrook's still
That's
playing.
That's the thing you always say about Russ. He always plays.
Yeah. So that's tonight. We got the game for you at 5 o'clock today, 3:30. 3 o'clock starts pregame. Actually, I got that totally wrong. Tip-off is at 4:30, and pregame starts in 30 minutes. All right, so Steph Curry has been named the Sports Person of the Year by Sports Illustrated. Momo, he had a big year.
Yeah.
He won his fourth championship. He finally won Finals MVP. He graduated, went back and got his degree from Davidson after 13 years.
Yeah.
He expanded his charitable reach since 2019. The Eat, Learn, Play Foundation he and Aisha founded has served more than 25 million meals to food insecure kids.
That's good.
He spent $2.5 million on literacy-focused grants and distributed 500,000 books, according to Curry's representatives. He's also provided seed funding for men's and women's golf teams at Howard University, a historically black university, and started the Underrated Golf Tour, a junior circuit designated to make the game more inclusive. He is, by the way, not even done. He is co-chair of Michelle Obama's When We All Vote initiative.
Yep.
And now he is the Sports Person of the Year. You know Steph a little
yeah.
bit. This was a significant year in his life and in his career.
He is, he is actually a real person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
When you talk to him, like whenever I talk to Steph, he always asks me how my kids are.
Right.
Like it's not fake. Like, oh, I should ask her about it. Like, and we'll talk about his kids. Like he's a real person. You know, when he calls you, it's like talking to a real person. There's not a lot of superstar air about him,
mm-hmm.
even though it's Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, he's just like a normal guy. Like, you talk to him like a normal guy.
He's one of the most likable superstars. Yeah. Even just watch game, watch the smile, all that stuff.
A lot of superstars have an air about them.
Yes.
Almost unapproachable in a way. Like, or they seem larger than life to the point, like, I mean, Aaron Judge seems larger than life to me.
Yeah.
LeBron, quite a bit larger yes. than life. Kevin Durant, larger than life. Giannis to me is a down to earth guy, though. He seems like you can talk to him and have a normal conversation.
We played that clip yesterday. Yeah, it was very funny.
But there's something about Steph that he's a very relatable everyday guy, but he also seems to be a very, I hate, this is so Oprah of me, I'm sorry. I have Oprah on the brain.
Here we go.
But he has a very, he seems to do things very intentionally. Like he's like, okay, I care about voting rights. I
yes.
care about serving underage youth who are interested in golf. I care about literacy. And he sets up a foundation and hires people to go do that.
Right.
So that he can do things that are very intentional. I don't know how he has time for all that. Every time I'm
That's
up there,
amazing.
I'm always like, how do you do all this, man? Like, I'm super busy and I can't even, like, barely get my, I drive to work with my hair out the window so I can dry it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I'm like, what? I don't even have time to get ready half the time. And he's doing all that.
You know, it's deserved. I can't even think of who else would be on the list.
Well, let's say Aaron Judge, probably.
Oh, Aaron Judge would be there, yeah.
Broke a bunch of records.
Yep.
What about football? Who won last year? Who could win it? Rams?
Rams won,
yeah,
but I don't think,
gonna.
Especially not after what's happened.
No.
We're 3-9 at the moment.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anyone. Soccer? No.
No.
Wouldn't be boxing either.
No.
MMA?
No. Yeah. No, I think Steph and Aaron Judge would be, I think.
Yeah, those are the two guys.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. He went back and got his degree at Davidson. I did not graduate from Bowling Green with my graduating class.
You're a year later or a year before?
Or
not at all?
I went back and got it 5 years
later. 5 years later?
Yeah, 5 years later.
What'd you have to do?
I had to do an independent study program to get my last 6 credits, 2 different projects
six
I had
credits.
To do. I was 6 credits short.
How's that happen? Did you just like not do a class? You drop a class? You
dropped a class.
Dropped a class or
to
two.
To have some fun.
Yeah.
Plus, I was doing morning drive radio the whole time.
Already, so you're like, I don't
school,
need this.
So I was loaded. But at the end, it just bugged me that I it was like,
it would bother me
stuck
too.
Stuck in the back of my brain that yeah. I came so close to having a degree, and nobody in my family has ever gotten a college degree.
Yeah.
So they were relying on me. So I went back 5 years later and got the degree.
When you say you were loaded, are you talking about like had a lot of money because you're doing radio?
I was doing radio. I was like
loaded, loaded.
No. I was doing radio. I was president of the interfraternity.
Oh, you had a lot going on.
I had a lot going on.
Oh, you weren't loaded.
No, my schedule was completely loaded. I was not loaded. As I am today. All right. So I wanted to do this one last thing, and then Jacob is going to come in with Game of Games, and it's Momo's game today. I'm not hearing that. Is that okay? All right. Top 10 streaming. Here we go. Top 10 streaming services for 2022. You guys all get to call them out. You'll get the order of them.
Is this based on subscribers?
Based on subscribers.
Got it.
What do you think is number one? Just see if anybody gets number one.
Apple Plus.
No.
Amazon.
Yes.
That's a good
Video.
Guess. Yeah.
Because we all get it.
Because everyone has Amazon.
Yeah. If you have Prime, then you've got Amazon.
Yeah.
So Prime is number one.
Probably like 150 million.
I would say Hulu would be next.
Hulu is third. That's a good guess. By the way, the one Momo mentioned.
Apple Plus
is
lower.
Number 8.
Really?
Yeah, not a lot of people have it.
And
like Amanda
of,
doesn't have Apple Plus.
It doesn't come through on your when you get an iPhone? You don't get a free subscription?
No. There are not a lot of shows. Aside from The Morning Show.
Ted Lasso.
Oh, Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Severance is on that.
The MLS is coming.
Who's that?
MLS.
Oh, MLS is coming to Apple.
Yeah.
Right, that's right.
Mm.
Okay, who else? So Prime is number one.
Number two, possibly Netflix.
Netflix is number two, yes.
Hmm.
So three was Hulu. Four would be
HBO Max.
Yeah.
HBO Max number five.
Peacock.
Peacock number nine.
So four would be, what else do I have here?
Where do we work?
ESPN.
Okay,
Disney
you
Plus,
said
Disney
both
Plus.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus is 4 and ESPN Plus is 6.
Okay.
So far we've got Prime Video, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, HBO Max, ESPN Plus. The others are
Paramount.
Paramount Plus is number 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. There's more people who have Paramount Plus than Apple Plus.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well, you get South Park on Paramount Plus.
Oh, is that what it is?
Trying to think what else you get. Don't you get
Yellowstone?
Yellowstone is on Paramount Plus, isn't it? Oh, the people love you. Momo or Boss Amanda loves Yellowstone.
I know people are into that.
They're trying to make it a whole universe now.
Well, no, there's a new one coming out called, I think it's 1923 or something, about the early founding of Montana and all that stuff. And the others are... No, Fox doesn't have... Paramount Plus 7.
Yeah,
Apple TV Plus is 8. Peacock number 9. And then, who knew? Stars.
Stars.
I can't,
Stars?
Can't think of anything.
What's the Stars show that Stars. We need to start watching?
Any Stars show. I can't think of a single star show.
I think I could. Survivor's Remorse.
Oh, was that the LeBron show?
LeBron one, yeah. And then there was another one.
The star shows.
Sasha, I know his name, Sasha Penn.
Ghost?
He does this.
Power Book 2, Ghost?
The guy, hold on, I'm going to find his name.
Hold Gaslit? No.
Gaslit, I did watch Gaslit.
Hightown?
No, don't know that.
Shining Veil?
No, I think, so
Dangerous
that's,
Liaison.
This is why it's number 10.
Force Book 4.
Yeah, no. No, just
Raising
naming
Kanan.
Shows.
Raising Kanan.
Yeah, no. Don't know that.
No.
Yeah. Does anybody know anything?
Drama.
Stars.
They might as well. Oh, Power's on Stars.
Fold
Power
up.
Is a huge
yeah,
show.
Power.
A big
yeah.
show.
Power.
That's right.
Yeah.
Power's a big
American
show.
American Gods.
How many
Magic
of these
City,
do you actually
Spark.
Have?
I have.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go through them. Let's go through them. I want to see what everybody has. Okay. First of all, does Prime Video?
Yes.
Yes, Bergman?
Yes, I have Prime Video, yeah.
Jorge?
The boys is on that.
I do not
great
know.
Show.
Whoa.
Jorge does not.
I don't have Prime Video.
All right, let's see. Number two, Netflix. Does everybody have Netflix?
Yes.
Sure. Jorge?
Yeah. Netflix.
Of course, Netflix. Netflix is getting better. I'm watching The Crown is on there right
oh,
now.
Oh, I binge that.
Which is great.
So, yeah.
Which is great. All
Good
right.
afternoon.
Apple Plus.
Good afternoon, man.
Apple Plus.
Yes.
Yes. That's on Apple Plus.
I also have it, yes.
Yeah.
What about Disney Plus?
Yes.
Of course. We get the bundle. Hulu.
There's a lot of great stuff on
Hulu's
it
Hulu's
anyway.
Awesome now, too.
Yeah.
Hulu's
Hulu
got
awesome.
Great stuff. ESPN Plus.
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Paramount Plus, I think I might be alone in that.
No.
I don't think I have that.
I got it to watch South Park.
You watch old South Park?
No, there's new ones.
There's new ones?
Yeah,
South Park now
them.
Goes direct to Paramount Plus.
Direct
it's not
Paramount
on
Plus.
MTV
And they actually
anymore?
Have a whole thing where they're making fun of the streaming wars, and they're making fun of actually having to be on Paramount Plus. It's amazing.
In the show.
In the show. The whole show is about how they got screwed genius. Over by being on Paramount Plus.
You know, I find it really hard to watch animated TV. I don't know why. Like, The Simpsons has been on for
Ever.
48 years.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not exaggerating by that much. I think it may be 34 years. It's at least 30 years for The Simpsons. Watch maybe the first season, then I was like, eh.
Yeah.
South Park, I watched maybe the first season or one where everybody talks about it.
So then, funny.
For some reason, cartoon shows, I don't watch. I'll go see animated movies, but I won't go see. Speaking of which, did you the Avatar 2, The Way of Water, got screened officially for critics? It's 3.5 hours long.
Too long.
The reviews are through the roof. Great.
Do you trust the critics though?
Like everybody's like, it's the most amazing technology you've ever seen.
Who's James Cameron, right?
James Cameron.
How much do you think James Cameron paid all these critics to say it was?
I don't believe
great.
James Cameron is buying off critics. No, I do not believe that.
I don't trust
right.
critics. When it
will
comes
you
to that.
Will you go see
audience.
It? Will you go see it if it's the zeitgeist? If everybody's going to see it.
I mean, I'll probably end up seeing
we
it.
We should go together.
Like the first one.
We should go together.
We should go together.
Yeah, they say see it in 3D.
Well, yeah, that's what they did in the first one. How much more could they have done to 3D to make it that much better than
apparently,
what it was before?
Apparently, it looks so much better. It looks
I mean,
absolutely
things come out of the
amazing.
Screen. I don't know what else we're trying to do.
Are you in on going to see it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It's Momo's game today, and our friend Jacob Imrani is going to be here to do it. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is Game of Games time, and we sprawled two countries today. Jacob Imrani, me, and Momo here in Los Angeles. And John Ireland now joins us from Toronto, Canada. What's going on, John?
What's going on, people? How are you?
Everything is good. What's the what kind of weather are you dealing with there?
It's in the 40s.
Oh.
It's going to drop into the 30s tonight.
Sounds like it could be worse, right?
Oh, yeah. Could be. Well, I'm a little disappointed that LeBron and AD aren't playing.
Yeah, I know.
You know, this is kind of a mail-it-in game, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
All right, so it's Momo's game today, and it's going to be
excellent. Me,
Jacob, John, and Jorge, and Bergman. And Momo, what kind of game do we
okay,
got
so
today?
In honor of where the team you are playing, the mascot of the team you are playing tonight, John, we have a little dinosaur trivia.
Oh, I love dinosaurs.
A little dinosaur trivia.
Do you know dinosaurs?
I don't.
Oh, no. Well, it's multiple choice. So
the truth is, you don't really have to know.
Okay.
Okay? Because you probably would have it, but I reconfigured the game. Because I was originally I did a little dinosaur Jeopardy.
Okay.
And then I realized that was probably going to be too hard. You have to be a super nerd like Bergman.
Mason, Stegosaurus.
I'm a massive nerd. I'm
so I reconfigured this to a multiple choice.
Okay,
so
good.
You got a 1 in 4 chance. Yeah. Sometimes even 1 in 3. All right.
Love
ready?
It. Love it.
Number one, how long were the arms of an average Tyrannosaurus Rex? A, 3 feet. B, 5 feet. C, 10 feet. Or D, 8 feet.
Oh, my God.
Mason, you're up first.
I'll say 5 feet.
Okay, Jacob?
I will say 3 feet.
Ireland?
I'll go 8 feet.
Bergman?
I like the 8 feet one.
All right, and Jorge?
3 feet.
3 feet it is!
Oh, Jacob
and Jorge on the board.
Get the point. Nice.
Yeah, see, you don't really have to know.
You can tell you set it up.
They got really short arms.
Yeah, very short arms, like my brother at dinner.
It's like how I run.
No, I didn't mean that.
I run like that too.
Does sometimes.
Your brother when the check comes.
Yeah, my brother when the check comes. Exactly.
When did dinosaurs become extinct? Was it A, 20 million years ago? B, 45 million years ago? C, 65 million years ago? Or D, 100 million years ago? First, Jacob.
We're talking millions, so what's the difference between 20 and 100? We'll go with 45.
All right.
45, okay.
Bergman.
65.
All right. Ireland.
65.
Jorge.
100.
And Mason.
I'm going 65.
Answer is 65 million years ago.
Oh, there we go.
So Mason and Bergman got it?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Number three. How did most dinosaurs reproduce? A, the same as fish. B, the same as humans. Or C, they laid eggs. Who's first? That
would be
Bergman.
Sure.
Didn't it depend on the dinosaur?
I said
eggs?
Most dinosaurs.
Most dinosaurs? Okay. let's go with eggs.
All right.
I'll go with eggs.
Jorge.
Eggs.
Okay. That would be Mason.
Eggs.
And
yeah, I think
Jacob.
Eggs is the way.
All right. In Ireland?
Yeah. Well, in Game of Thrones, the dragons laid eggs, so I'm going to say that the dinosaurs laid eggs.
Yeah, probably too easy.
Eggs.
Yeah,
eggs.
Yeah, we all
yeah,
are on that. Dinosaur Ireland,
eggs.
Are you keeping score there by chance?
Yeah, everybody's got two.
Good, okay.
I had to write that kind of tricky because, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Subject matter.
Sure. Okay.
How many teeth did Triceratops have? A, 300, B, 800, C, 3, or D, 60? Oh. First one goes to Jorge.
What was A?
300.
Oh, no. I'll go with C.
Okay, 3. Yep. who's next? Mason.
I'll go 300.
Okay. Jacob.
I'll go 60.
Okay. Ireland.
I'm with Jacob. 60.
And Bergman.
Yeah, I like 60.
The answer is 800.
Oh, wow. 800.
800.
Oh,
nobody went high.
That was C.
800. Wow. 800 Man. Teeth?
No, that was D.
That's unbelievable.
Nice
seriously. That dinosaur had 800 teeth.
800.
I thought that somebody would fall for the 3 for the Triceratops.
There's a market for dinosaur dentist where you could make a fortune.
Oh, yeah. Dinosaur dentist. That's good business.
Nice. All right. Nice. What kind of dinosaur is Fred Flintstone's pet Dino? A, Stegosaurus. B, Snorkosaurus. C, Brontosaurus, or D, Diplodontus. Whose choice is it now?
Let's go John.
John.
Brontosaurus.
All right.
Jorge.
C, Brontosaurus.
Okay.
Me, Brontosaurus. Jacob.
I like Brontosaurus too.
And Bergman.
Brontosaurus.
You're all wrong. It's a Snorkosaurus.
Really?
It's a Snorkosaurus. That's a real thing.
Is there such a thing?
Look it up. Fred Flintstone Snorkosaurus.
Wow. Okay.
I thought you completely made that up.
Yes. Snorkosaurus Hunter was an actual Flintstones episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shockingly, this game is still dead.
It's kind of fun though, right?
Yeah.
We're all clueless. Yeah.
What was the lifespan of a Tyrannosaurus Rex? A, 20 to 30 years. B, 10 years. C, 50 or 60 years. Or D, 75 years. First up would be Mason.
I'll say 45.
Like 50 to 60? That was
oh,
no, 45 was
50
not one
to 60.
Of the choices.
I was just getting more specific. 50 to 60, I'll go with.
Okay, Jacob?
I like 50 to 60.
All right, let's go Bergman.
75.
All right, Jorge?
75.
None of you are right. It's 20 to 30
John.
Years.
John.
Well, I would have guessed 20 to 30.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have
so many people.
That's
There's so many people. That's my fault.
I will be a gentleman and not take the point.
Sorry. It was too. There's so many of you.
I was gonna get a
full house.
It's my fault.
It's full house.
Yeah. Okay. Which dinosaur was named after a commercial airline? A. Australopithecus. B. Qantasaurus. C. Fijian Tops. Or D. Cathay Quatipicus. I can't pronounce it.
I will say Cathay Quatipicus. Okay. Just because I thought I'd give it a shot.
Yeah.
Jacob?
I'll go with the Quanta whatever.
Quantasaurus?
Quantasaurus.
Yep. All right. Greg?
I'll go with the other one that they haven't said.
There's the third one.
Oh, yeah, the third
Fijian
one.
Fijian Tops?
Fijian Tops,
okay.
Yeah.
John?
I'm going with the one you can't pronounce. Why would you put a choice in that you couldn't pronounce?
Yes.
I think it's that one.
Okay, and
I'm
Jorge.
The last one, yeah.
Yeah, okay. The only one who got it right was Jacob. It's Quantasaurus.
Wow.
Quantasaurus. Oh, I thought Qantas was a koala bear.
Yeah, Quantasaurus. Oh, yeah. It's like an actual dinosaur.
That was the question, Michael.
Before it became a koala bear.
Which airline is named after a dinosaur?
Yeah, it was a dinosaur. Later on, it was a koala bear.
Let's get a count. We're on number 8.
Jacob has 3. Everybody else has 2.
Oh. The meteor that many scientists believe killed the dinosaurs struck in what modern-day country? A, Angola. B, Mexico. C, Kenya. Or D, Brazil. Who is up first?
I'll go first. Kay. Angola.
All right. Jacob?
Kenya.
Greg.
Angola.
All right. Jorge.
Mexico.
And Ireland.
I'm with Jorge. Mexico.
Mexico it is.
Oh. Right. Chicxulub crater.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What's the score?
One last time? Question.
One last right. question. What's
all right,
the score?
This, all right. So everybody's alive. Jacob, Jorge, and I have 3. Bergman and Mason have 2. So Bergman and Mason get to go last.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What close relative of the Velociraptor could grow up to 20 feet tall and weighed almost a ton?
Mm.
A, Utah Raptor. B, Jethiraptor. C, Megalosaurus. Or D, Kelovontosaur.
Okay.
Who has to go first? Jacob?
I'll go first.
Okay, yeah. Jacob.
I'll go with D.
Kelovontosaur. Okay. it's really hard to pronounce these things.
Yeah,
okay. Greg is next.
Well, no, it's going to be... They have
no,
to, we're
I got to go next.
Okay.
I'll go with the Utah one.
Okay.
I'll go with the Mega one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with the Mega one. Wait, is this the last one? Wait, is this the last one?
Mason? Yeah, this is the last one.
No, then I can do one that they didn't say.
Okay. Jethiraptor?
Sure,
or?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to Jethiraptor.
John Ireland is right. It's Utah Raptor.
Oh, wow, the Utah Raptor.
The Utah, it sounded like
suckers.
A fake name, right?
Yes.
Oh, you want to know the tiebreaker?
No.
No, we can do it, but right. I won.
Yeah, do it.
So DeMar DeRozan is the leading scorer of the Toronto Raptors in franchise history. Close without going over, how many points did he score?
Start with John.
Yeah.
I'm going to say DeMar DeRozan, because he played
We can
here.
Just say closest. We don't have to worry about
yeah,
going
closest.
Over.
Don't
I'm
going
to say DeMar DeRozan had 11,000 points.
Okay.
I'll say 15,000.
Okay.
Jacob?
12,000.
Jorge says 12,000.
I wasn't really going in any kind of order today, so.
Okay, sorry. Jacob?
9,999.
Okay.
Okay.
And Greg?
Bergman?
11,001.
And I'll go 11,002.
Oh, you jerk.
Jorge is actually the winner. Yeah. It's 13,296.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Actually, wait, you know what? Michael might have been the winner. Did you say? 15?
Yeah. 15.
That's closer.
Oh, Michael got it.
Yeah.
Were you allowed to go over? Okay.
Yeah, you were allowed to go over.
Yeah.
All right, so
that was not a bad game.
No, it was.
It was really fun dinosaurs. Making up like completely fake dinosaur names.
I need to leave that there.
Good job.
All right, so Jacob, we haven't talked to you in a while. What do you think this now? Anthony Davis is going to play tonight. LeBron, Pat Bev, all out. But what do you think of the Anthony Davis that we've been watching?
Hey, major positivity going on with all Laker fans right now. We're glad to finally see them be competitive. They've had a great streak, and I think it's for us it's all about going the right direction, right?
Yeah.
And, I'm loving the fact that the news is coming. Even the Lakers are seeming to be very confident about what they want to give up in a trade.
Yeah.
And I think we've always talked about the fact that anytime you make a trade from a desperate position, you're in the worst situation you can be.
Yeah.
So even though I do believe we still have to do a lot to get better, at least I'm hoping we don't trade out of a desperate position, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. No, with the way things are going, I don't think it's desperation anymore. John, I don't think I've talked to you since things completely turned around.
Yeah, and you still want to trade Anthony Davis?
Yes. No!
Knucklehead?
No! At 2-10,
you were on the air for 2 months saying trade Anthony Davis, and now he's the best player in the world.
So, John, you and Michael didn't catch the beginning of the show, which was the crosstalk where I had, you know, Alan Sliwa has a little fanboy thing with Woj.
We have 1 minute.
I know. I got you. Woj said on our show today, okay, that the Lakers, the NBA Today, he said he doesn't think the Lakers would necessarily trade both of those picks unless it was for an all-star caliber player.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those picks.
Right.
So all these trades and people are theorizing, if that's the bar.
Yeah, an all-star player, it's difficult to move an all-star player. Difficult
to acquire. Are there any all-stars
one.
That are even available right
now? Well, Chicago DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, but does DeRozan fit with our team? He doesn't shoot threes.
Yeah,
I love
he's a
DeMar,
king of the mid-range, but...
Yeah, and he's not, you know, what you need on this team desperately is somebody who can make threes.
Hey, Ramona, how many foreign players play on Canada's team?
Foreign players?
Yeah, on the Raptors.
I would say 8.
Mm. All of them. Trick question. All of them, yes.
Except Chris Boucher.
There you go. Yeah. All right,
well, they're not Canadian citizens just because they play there.
We are wrapping up. Jacob and Ronnie, great to see you. Game of Games powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB, 844-24-JACOB. Lakers basketball next. Me and Momo back tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.